Paragraph Gimel, V'alkein, Afilu, Yain. This is why in the halacha, when it comes to women, according to the Torah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's all kinds of requirements. How a woman is not allowed to drink wine if her husband is not in town, and if her husband is in town, only if he knows with his permission. Because of the fact that this wine is such a volatile item, especially regarding men and women. V'alkein afilu yayin kosher shel Yisrael, tzorich kol ish Yisraeli lizoher me'oid mimenu. And this is why even glatt kosher Jewish wine, every single Jew has to be very careful about wine. These are Rav Nosson Zal's words. Kemuva b'chol ha-sifrei kodesh, as is written in all the religious writings. Goydel ho-azhoro le-hisrachek me'oid me'oid mi-mashke ha-meshaker. The strict warning to stay very, very far away, to keep a very serious distance from intoxicating beverages. Bifrat, especially, that's even drinking a little bit. Bifrat milishto is harbe chas v'shalom, especially if we're talking about drinking a lot. Chas v'shalom. At sheyuchal lovoy lidei shichrus chas v'shalom, to the point where which could lead the person to getting drunk. Rav Nosson didn't say not only is getting drunk forbidden, even playing with wine or intoxicating beverages a little bit. Keep back 2,000 feet, 2,000 miles. Very careful. Nitroglycerin. Explosives. Ki ein, listen to these next words. Ki ein mi sheyuchal lishtois yayin koroi, because there is nobody who is capable of drinking wine really properly, ki im tzadik ho'emes, other than the true tzadik, shehu zach mi koil v'koil, who has purified himself from everything, totally. He is totally, totally pure. Shehunoki vezach legamri mikol hataivos. He has cleansed himself and purified himself completely from all evil desires. He's gotten rid of all of it completely. Veho ikar mitaiva haklolius anal. Especially from taivas noshim, the wrong kind of taivas noshim. The Zohar HaKadosh always says, man tzadik, man denotar bris. Who is called tzaddik? One who is pure in tikkun habris. V'olav ne'emar, and it's about that tzaddik that the Gemara says, zocho na'ase roish. A person who is zoche, when he drinks wine, it elevates his brain. Ki kishes shoyse yayin, ein boy shum maga akum klal. Shehu taivo hanal shekula miyara shel shiv makum. Because when this tzaddik drinks wine, his wine doesn't have the tiniest drop of a touch of a goy, meaning of a touch of taivas niyuf, the ra that's the cloliest of all 70 nations. Aval mi she'enoi zach me hataivos, whereas a person who's not on that level of purity, who still has desires, he still has wrong kind of desires, kishashoyse yayin, when that person drinks wine, bifrat kishashoyse harbe chasashon, especially if he drinks a lot, a substantial amount of wine, yochoy lehisaches boy bechinas magagum chasashon, then the touch of the goy can attach itself to him. Sheyisoyru boy resichas adomim, that his blood inside should become heated up. Shehu bechinas hora shel hashiv makum, which is associated with the evil of the 70 nations. Shehu bechinas taivo hanal, which is that illegal desire for women. Paragraph Dalit. Ki ein roy lishtois yayin umashke hameshaker kiim me'at laharchiv daitoi. Rav Nosson Zal says it's improper for a Jew to drink wine or other intoxicating beverages just a little bit to give the person harchovas hadas, to make the person feel good, to make the person feel happy a little, to expand the thinking a little bit. Me'at. Vegam zeh, and even that little bit, b'shabbos, reserve it, not every day, on Shabbos, V'yontif, u'besudas mitzvah daika, at a bris, at a wedding, at a siyum. Ki ikar kedushas hayayin nimshach rak mi kedushas Shabbos. Because the real holiness of wine comes only from Shabbos. Shabbos is the source of the holiness of wine. Shehu tchilo lemikroi kodesh. Shabbos is the first and the most important of all the holidays. Shekol kedushas hayamim toivim nimshach misham. All the holiness of all the Jewish holidays comes from Shabbos. That's what we say, tchilo lemikroi kodesh. Sheze b'chinas kedushas hatzadik o'emes. That's associated with the holiness of the true tzadik, shehu b'chinas Shabbos kiyadua. The true tzadik is Shabbos. The Zohar HaKodesh says that the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal said to their Rebbe, antu Shabbos dekula yomi. You are the Shabbos. You are the source of all bracha. She'olav nemar, it's about that tzaddik and about Shabbos that the pasuk says, zocho naseroish, that if a person is zoche to drink wine properly, it gives him a brain, it gives him a roish. V'ze b'chinas ha'kiddush shel Shabbos al kois yayin daika. And this is why we sanctify the Shabbos, we welcome the Shabbos over a cup of wine specifically. Wine, grape juice, shemamshichin kedushas Shabbos al yedei hayayin daika, which means we bring upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos through wine, specifically. Ki kedushas Shabbos ubechinas kol hashivim ponim latoira, shemeirin ikram b'Shabbos, sheboi nitna toira. Because the holiness of Shabbos is that Shabbos is comprised of all 70 faces of the Torah, which shine especially on Shabbos, because we know the Sheboi Nitna Torah, because the Torah was given on Shabbos. The Gemara says, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of the Sivan. But the Gemara says, everybody agrees that it was given on Shabbos. Torah b'Shabbos Nitna. Ki Shabbos ikar klolius hakedusha shel kol hashivim nafshois beis Yaakov. Because Shabbos is a composite of all the holiness of all 70 souls of the family of Yaakov. Shel kol hashivim anpenehirim, of all the 70 lights of the face. Shehim shivim ponim latoyer, which are the 70 interpretations of the Torah. That's why on Friday night, those who daven Nusach Sfad, we say the Zohar HaKodesh, Kigavna. And at the end of the Kigavna, we say those incredible words. V'anpo nehirin benehiru ilo. The face shines with a heavenly light. That's the 70 lights. V'zoyis hakdusha mamshichin alidei kois yayin daika. And this holiness of the 70 souls of Yaakov Avinu, of the 70 paths of the Torah, a Jew takes upon himself when he makes the Kiddush on Friday night, when he makes that Kiddush on wine, that Kois Yayin. Ki oz hayayin betachles hakdusha, because then the wine is at its holiest possible state. Bebechinas das shel shivim skenim anam. The wine has in it the sechel of the 70 leaders of Klal Yisrael. Ki yayin oyle shivim, because the word yayin is bigimatria 70. Shehu bechinas shivim tevim shebekiddush. And that's also the secret of the 70 words of Kiddush. Vayichulu has 35 words, and the bracha afterwards has 35 words. Ki yayin, ki al yedei Kiddush, al hayayin mamshichim kol hashivim ponim anal. Because when a Jew is zoche to make Kiddush on wine, and he believes, in the holiness of Shabbos, he believes in the holiness of this wine, then that person is zoche, by making Kiddush over the wine, to draw upon himself the light of all 70 lights of the Torah, all shivim ponim of the Torah. V'alkein, this is also why the halacha tells us, zivugon shel tamid chachamim hu rak mi Shabbos l'Shabbos, that the most religious people, the tamid chachamim, their connection with their wives is only on Shabbos, from Shabbos to Shabbos, Friday night to Friday night. Ki oz b'Shabbos nimshach b'chinas hashivim ponim anal. Because it's on Shabbos that these 70 lights are shining, Shehu Bechinas Shivim Nafshois Beis Yaakov, which correspond to the 70 souls of the family of Yaakov, Shehu Bechinas Kedusha Sabris, which represent the purity, holiness, Tikkun HaBris. V'oz yuchal lahamshich neshama kedosha. That's why that's the best opportunity for a person to be able to draw a holy soul into the world. Mibechinas Shivim Nefoshois, from the 70 souls of Yaakov. Paragraph Hey, Ve'ikar HaKoil, now listen to this. Ve'ikar HaKoil, and the most important thing of everything is, Toloi Behiskashrus Letzadiki Emes, is dependent on a person attaching himself and binding himself to the true tzaddikim. Shekvar zochu lekdushas habris betachlis hashlemus, she'ein shlemus achrav, who have already achieved a level of holiness in Tikkun HaBris, where there is nothing, there is no holier level than that. They've achieved the highest level possible of kedushas habris. She'al yodom yochel kol echod lahamshich al atzmoi bechinas kedushas Shabbos. It's through those tzaddikim, by attaching oneself to that tzaddik, the Jew has the ability to draw upon himself the holiness of Shabbos, shehu bechinas kedushas habris, which is purity in Tikkun HaBris. Shehu bechinas shivim ponim, shivim nefoshos, the 70 faces, the 70 souls. Ve'oz daiko yochoy lishtois me'at yayin b'shabbos v'yontif. And then, when a person is zoicha to be attached to the tzaddik, then he's zoicha to drink a little bit of wine on Shabbos and yontif, l'sameach nafshoy, to make himself happy, to bring joy to himself, Laharchiv daitoi, to expand his thinking, his consciousness. Kedei sheyucha lehisoyrer, lahargish beyoyser, mesikus, neimus, arevus, kedushas atoyro, kedushas Yisroel, shubichinas kedushas Shabbos. Shanim shachalena b'koyat tzadik emesanal. By drinking that little bit of wine on Shabbos, a person who is really attached to the tzadik will be zoiche, to feel happy, harchova sadas, and he'll be inspired to feel on a higher level the sweetness of the Torah, the sweetness, the holiness of the Jewish people, which is the holiness of Shabbos, which we draw upon ourselves with the help of the true tzaddikim. They are the ones who are in a position to guide a person and to elevate a Jew to a level where he should make the proper connection to Shabbos. Those Jews who are not attached to the true tzaddikim can't experience the holiness of Shabbos and the holiness of the Torah in the same way. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki be'emes, because the truth is, yoidea kol echod benafshoi, every Jew knows deep inside, she'ein beyodoi lefi ma'aseinu lahamshich aleinu kedushas Shabbos v'Yisroel v'hatoyro, that we on our own, based on our actions, based on our sins, based on all the mistakes we've made, we do not have the ability to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos, the holiness of the Jewish people, the holiness of the Torah. Ki im al yedei tzadik emes sher kvar kitchu atzma mikol ha'tayvos b'fram ha'tamanal. Other than through the true tzaddikim, who have already purified themselves from all the taivos, especially from this taiva. A Jew on his own, without the tzaddik, trying to get to the holiness of the Torah, trying to get to the holiness of the Jewish people, trying to get the holiness of Shabbos, can't do it. He cannot do it. Why? Because he's not pure, because he's done all kinds of sins, all kinds of mistakes. So if he tries on his own to get to it, he won't. But if he's zoche to attach himself to the tzaddik, and attach himself to the tzaddik means to learn from the tzaddik, to listen to what the tzaddik says, and to do everything he can to try to follow what the tzaddik says. And attaching himself to the tzaddik means to go see the tzaddik. And attaching himself to the tzaddik means to support the tzaddik, to give money to the tzaddik. And attaching himself to the tzaddik means opening up his heart to the tzaddik, telling the tzaddik everything that's going on with him so that the tzaddik will guide him, will give him personal guidance for exactly what he needs to do to improve, to fix the mistakes in his life, and to be zecha to true tshuva. V'heim simchosenu ukdushasenu. These tzaddikim, they are our joy. They are our holiness. They are the simcha of Klal Yisrael. They are the kiddush of Klal Yisrael. She'al yodom merachem Hashem aleinu yisborach. Through them, through our attachment to them, Hashem will have pity on us. She'yuchal lehisoirer ma'at hatoiv shebikerbeinu. So that the little bit of good that's inside of us will wake up, it'll get turned on. Lahargish kedusha Shabbos v'yontif. So that we will be able to experience and feel the holiness of Shabbos, the high of Shabbos and Yontif. V'lismoyach b'yishuosoy. And to rejoice with the salvation of Hashem, al yidei shtiyas yayin oz b'mido u'b'mishko. By drinking wine then on Shabbos and Yontif, Rav Nosson Zalei adds again, b'mido u'b'mishko. In a measured amount, with control, not finishing the bottle, not free for all, control, even on Shabbos, being extremely careful. Lizkois sheyia bebechinas yayin hasa mesameach. To be zeiche, that the wine should be a wine that makes him happy, not that makes him tired, and he has to go to sleep a minute afterwards. He can't learn, he can't even finish the meal, he can't speak any divrei Torah at the meal, he can't connect to his family because he drank wine and more wine and more wine, and it clouded his thinking and it weakened him instead of strengthening him. A little bit of wine strengthens the person. A lot of wine weakens the person. Just like the Gemara says about this taiva, that this taiva, this organ of the body, the Gemara says, if a person exercises it too much, it weakens the person. If he limits it, it strengthens the person. Bechinas yayin yisamach levav enoish, as the pasuk says, wine brings joy to the heart of a person, lehatzil ponim mishomen, and makes the face shine, and shine with a glow of happiness like from oil. That's this shivim anpin, these 70 faces, this anpin ahirim. Bechinas shivim ponim anal, lizkois al yedei hasimcha digdusha, lehizdabek b'ashem yizborach, to be zoicha through this joy and happiness, this holy joy and happiness that the person's experiencing when he's attached to the tzaddik and he's drinking wine properly on Shabbos, he's zoicha to experience a happiness of kedusha, lehizdabek b'ashem yizborach, to attach himself deeply to Hashem, lehargish beyoiser, and to experience on a higher level, to feel a greater degree of Gedulas Hashem Yisborach, the greatness of Hashem, uGedulas HaTzadiki Emes, the greatness of the true Tzadikim, uGedulas HaTorah, and the greatness of the Torah, Kol Chad Kefuman Mishar Balibe, each person on his level, to be able to experience a higher level of connecting to Hashem, to the Torah, to the Tzadikim, etc., etc. Paragraph Vav. But a person who gets hooked on wine daily, and he drinks a lot in the evening, in the morning, throughout during the weekdays, to the point where, unfortunately, the person falls into getting drunk even during the weekdays, and if that weren't enough, these people who drink a lot, they go and they speak against the true tzaddikim, vehanilvim aleihem, and those who are attached to them, v'chorkim shinom aleihem ma'oid, b'chol minei hisnagdus v'leitzonus. And these people grit their teeth, like when a person is really angry and hate, they feel a deep hate against the people who are close to the tzaddik, b'chol minei hisnagdus, and they oppose them in every possible way that they can, v'leitzonus, and they make fun of them every way that they can, ad shematirim domo mamish, to the point where they consider it permissible to spill blood, to hit them and to kill them. During Rav Nosson Zal's lifetime, those that are familiar, those that read the story of his life, went in its full detail in the Sefer Bo'eshu Bamayim, through fire and water, or the Sefer Yemei Atlois, the other Sforim, This is exactly what happened. There were Jews who were called Hasidim. They were Hasidic type Jews who were into drinking. Their Hasidus, they showed their merriment, they showed by drinking. And not just drinking on Shabbos, but drinking during the week also. And another shatz mitzvah, that simcha, the Torah says, yayin samach. Everybody knows, every Jew is supposed to be in simcha, and chassidim are supposed to be even more simcha. So these people drank a lot, and these people went and were instigated to go against Rav Noson Zal and his students and cause bloodshed, cause people to be fired from their parnosas, cause people to be put in prison, cause printing presses to be closed down so that the Sforum couldn't be published, cause all kinds of horrific, cause divorces, Rachmona Litzlan. Al zeh nemar, about this the Pasuk says, Al tere yayin ki yisadom. Don't look at wine, which is for its redness, she'achrisoi dam mamish, meaning that wine leads to blood, literally. She'matirin lishpoich dam Yisrael haksherim. The wine led to them considering permissible to spill blood of religious Jews. Vezehu, and this is what the Pasuk says, lemi oi, lemi avoi, lemi siach, lemi ptsoim chinam, Lemi chachlilu seinayim, lemaacharim alayayim. Who are the people who have to say oi, avoi, and people who talk, and people who cause physical harm to people for no reason, and people whose eyes are bloodshot, to people who are maacher alayayim, to people who get too deeply involved with wine, with drinking. Shemarbim machloikis mo'oid mo'oid b'Yisrael. These people cause major, major machloikis in the Jewish people, at sheboim lidei hakois uptsoim chinam, to the point where it leads to physical hitting and causing all kinds of wounding people. Umesichim, umerivim, umesleitzim, mioid, mikol dark yaksherim, hamitim, hahilchim bedarcha evoisein, rabbisein akdeshim. And these people talk and they argue, they fight and they make fun of the real religious people who are following the paths of our forefathers and our holy rabbis from previous generations. Va'alzeh nemar, and it's about this that the Pasuk says, Leitz hayayin hoime shecher v'chol shoygeboy lo yechkam. That people who come to mockery, leitzonis, making fun of other people because of with wine and beer, the chol shoigeboy, and any person who makes a mistake, the word shoige, it means any person who has the slightest deviation when it comes to this, to wine, lo yechkam, will not be intelligent, will not do smart things. Rav Noson says, look at the wording, kol shoigeboy, hainu afilu mishu ish kosher ktsas, meaning even a person who's a little bit religious. Ve'enoi misoirer tekef al yidei shtias hayayin leleitzonus gomur. And he doesn't get turned on immediately by drinking wine to mamish make fun of other Jews, make fun of religion. Rak sheshoigeboy, just he makes a little mistake. Shayidei hashtio hu shoige v'toya atzmoi, that the drinking causes him to make a mistake a little bit. Ad shemahape choemes, to the point where it causes him to deviate from the truth a little bit, to turn around the truth, to tell a white lie, like they call it. We find that there were people who spoke about Rav Noson Zal, and they went to one of the big rabbis at the time, and they told him, we saw him sitting with a girl on his lap. These people, they call themselves religious people. They want to be greater than thou. They present themselves as if they're the most religious. I saw him myself with a girl on his lap. But he didn't tell the rabbi that it was his granddaughter. It was Rav Noson Zal's granddaughter. Well, they said they saw him eating on Tisha B'Av. They didn't tell him it was Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. They went and told over things, and they did this to instigate, to get a rabbi to write that it's a mitzvah to persecute these people. It's a mitzvah to get them fired from their jobs, all kinds of horrific, horrific things. And through this little mistake, this he ends up causing people to speak negative against people who have real respect for Hashem. Because it appears to this person who drinks a little bit and he goes off the path a little bit, it seems to him as if those people aren't doing the right thing. They're not really, really being religious. That's how it seems to him. But he doesn't realize that his mistake and his deviation from the truth comes from the wine that he drinks every day. These people are into drinking and laughing, this, that. They don't realize that clouds your thinking. Person doesn't think clearly, doesn't see clearly. And he ends up misjudging. He thinks that the guy who's really religious, to him, he looks like he's not so religious. And that's why the Pasuk says about that person, he also will not be smart. Because that person, his drinking does not give him an expansion of his thinking. It doesn't give him chokhmah, but rather it detracts from his chokhmah. It weakens his intellect. It weakens his power of thinking. Bechinas loy zocha nase rosh. A person who's not zocha becomes poor. And the Gemara says, ein oni ela min adas. Poverty is in sechel. Bechinas loy zocha mishamemoy. As the Gemara says, a person who drinks wine improperly, it destroys him. Mishamemoy. Shenis arbe v'nishtoimim daitum. Their brains, their intelligence becomes fuddled and confused. To the point where they speak and they come up with all kinds of lies, mamish lies, against the true tzaddikim, and the real religious people who are attached to these true tzaddikim.